Morning, how are you? Okay, so we finished everything we had to finish. It's the Lechoira. If Eddie was here, I would have said, that's it, let's move on. I want to start something new till he gets back. So, yes, yeah, I think we started a little bit, but perhaps we'll start it again. And that is the on Daf Resh Yud Beis, he has a Siyum HaKuntres. In 2 pages, he summarizes the main nakudas of what we dealt with. So it's a good chazara, and hopefully it'll make the yesodos we've learned, which were long and big, I'll be able to put it into a small, concise summary. So that's why if that's okay with you, maybe that's me the manach
It's okay.
no okay. So it says like this. The Sima Kundras, the Titila Sakim is Klala Diburi Maktuvim Bemachberet Zu, Bebir Mohut Hashabas, with a Tamtis Oisom. I decided to summarize the main principles that were written in the Sefer that we've learned up to now, which explains what Shabbos is, the essence of Shabbos, and just the Tamtis of it. Kadeshi Yisvaru Advarim Hetiv Niskem Otam Bederech El Shaila V'Tshuva. We started this last week, 2 weeks ago, via a question answer session. He does a question answers here. So the first question he asks is, "Achrei kol ha'mavur b'kuntres binyan Shabbos Kodesh." After we've learned all of this, we've been learning the Sefer for a long time. Adayin einu mevin ma ze Shabbos u'ma havu hu ma vehi yom yuchad mekol yom echad. שכל הדברים הנראים בעניין השבת לא יתוכן שיהיו מוכנים לעניין מסוים וליום מסוים דווקא. He says, I still don't understand מה זה המיוחד. What's really, really מיוחד, unique about Shabbos, as opposed to all the other days? הרי חידוש העולם הוא יסוד האמון התומית. חידוש העולם, that's not just about Shabbos, that you have to, that's every day. The אמונה, is the יסוד of אמונה is always. ואני מיוחד לזמן מסוים. Not days where you do have the Yisod HaEmunah of Chiddush HaOlam's days, you don't. Every day we understand she's a Chiddush HaOlam. Because my Yisod Mitzvahs Mila, Amar El Shinu HaTeva, HaMochiach Al Chiddush HaOlam. Mitzvahs Mila is also Mochiach on Chiddush HaOlam. Where Mitzvahs Mila ain't Mitzvah Timidis, come on. Mitzvahs Mila is only when you have a Mila. Vo'ed HaRachas Laveh, Eich HaChiddush HaOlam, Mechiddush HaOlam, Mitmarei HaYichud HaGomo. How is it that from the Chiddush HaOlam that clarifies Yichud HaGomor? Aval es mitzvahs Yichud Hashem moen hachinuch bein hamitzvahs hatmidis b'kol rega v'rega. You're telling me Shabbos is Chiddush HaOlam, and Chiddush HaOlam is mare mevare Yichud HaGomor. But there's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, which is one of the shish mitzvahs tzmidis. You have to have it all the time. La la la, lo lach b'Shabbos. Lav davke b'Shabbos. V'rei zu kol mahusa shel ha'yudi ma'ashu chai b'kol rega im ha'emes shel ha'yichud. A Jew has to live every moment with that imun of yichud. It's one of the six constant mitzvahs. They're constant. It's not just Shabbos. So that's the second aspect of this question. In other words, the question is asking is we understand Shabbos is miyuchad, and we understand what Shabbos teaches us, and we get from Shabbos of our mazem miyuchad b'Shabbos. Every day you have to have imuna in Chiddush HaOlam, and every day you have to have imuna in Yichud Hashem. As what's the ganze Chiddush? Next problem. Dvoid nema asher Shabbos yom menucha o betochen. Kilo kol melachtecha asur. Shabbos is a yom of menucha and betochen. Because all your work is done. Harei gam b'kol yom asher shua al yedei ha-betochen yesh lo adam en menucha me'om al oylam hazeh u'kili kol melacht asui. The person has betochen. So then even during the week, he has menucha, like all his work's done. He does what he has to do, because he knows he has betochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. He does what he has to do. Well, yes, menucha, he's not, with Lord Torud, that's the muhus we saw of betochen. He's the yeshuva das and the menucha of the Baal betochen. So that's just on Shabbos that a person can have every day. הרי בכל יום ימוס השבוע על ידי הבתוכן יש לנו מנוחה מאום על עולם הזה, כאילו כל מלאכת העשוי. שהקודש ברוך הוא הטוב ומיטיב, הוא מלך עולם וכלל לא יישא כלול, הכל. נמצא שכל מציאס עולם היא רק toiv v'hatova. The world is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's tova meitiv, and he includes everything, so that the whole metzias of the olam is only good. What is betochen? You want to put a betochen into one mishpat? It's the shalvas hanefesh. Person's tranquil, he's calm. You look at him on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shlishi. Lo mishane, u b'menucha. Az lamin kein tzarich lechakot l'shabbat. Why do you have to wait for Shabbos? Kedei limtzo menuchas ave u'nedove v'hashket v'vetoch. Person who has betochen, yesh lo tzeh kol hazman. All the time. Vim na'avor b'kitza. Now, we just spent a few years going through this whole kuntras, and at the end of the day, you tell me, yeah, we haven't found anything miyuchad b'shabbos. Gabaldik. Well, we've been doing it for the last few weeks. If you can still remember, the first chelek we dealt with midas hamalchus. The malchus who yusod kol ha-toyra. Kiddush levona, eni miyuchad klal l'shabbos. Malchus is all the time. Kiddush Levon is Malchus, lo kashur to Shabbos. V'gav b'chol mitzvahs imrim l'shem yichud kitsha b'richa u'shchintay, sh'ze gilu ha-malchus, b'meim kem yuchedis b'ze ha-Shabbos. Every mitzvah is a gilu Malchus. You say Kaddish. What do we say? Is it covered Shemayim? Who says, Amam yuchad b'Shabbos? That was Malchus. So Malchus, we don't say anything yuchad to Shabbos. Chelek b'es esek b'chidush o'ilom, sh'ze shapi mitba'e b'toich ha-Shabbos. For sure, Chiddush HaOlam is clarified through the Shabbos, no question. The whole story of Shabbos is Chiddush HaOlam, for sure. Aval v'kivimaya chol anuchas v'chile yevonim, ma'mine kadmos HaOlam, but the rest of the week we don't believe in Chiddush HaOlam. Only Shabbos you believe in Chiddush HaOlam. The rest of the week you go back to being a Greek. Lo yitochen. V'ktavte b'inyan brisa ahava, v'luchen b'Shabbos yeis hagdasha miyuchedes shel ba'ahava. Okay, we spoke about the Bris Ava. So on Shabbos, there's an emphasis on the uniqueness of that Ahava. Aval kvar b'kol yom anu imrim Ava Rabba v'tanu. We say Ava Rabba v'tanu every day. Oiva mo Yisrael, every day. Gam dibor to b'inyin ha-yira. We spoke about Yira v'achakach b'inyin ha-imuna u'b'inyin ha-tfila v'ki kol eli miyuchadim rak l'Shabbos. Everything we spoke about, ma'azim, miyuchad rak l'Shabbos. Where's the? These are important things, and they're choshuv. No one's saying not. Well, the law miyuchad the Shabbos. Ubechelik gimel. Let's look in chelik gimel. Maybe we'll find something there. Shem miyuchad the Shabbos. Ibatim v'hamanucha. Echshal yedeha yichud hakol bottle. Through the yichud of Hashem, everything is bottle. V'zeh kach lo'ilom. That's always. There's a kol hasipur. Ibatim b'inyan bayit. Shabbos he beis hamigdash. Avinam Shabbos he beis hamigdash. Beis hamigdash who gam ken beis hamigdash. If Shabbos is the beis hamigdash, the beis hamigdash is also the beis hamigdash.
Yeah.
With man Shabbos hamigdash kaim, lama tzerich in Shabbos? What do you need Shabbos for? Today we need Shabbos. We don't have a beis hamigdash. We got a beis hamigdash. What do you need Shabbos for? Shabbos is all. He's slogging up all countries he just wrote.
Yeah.
Biata echshi yisod amalchus the less lemigami klum kumuhusa adam the yisod metzias limuratoyra. In chelek dadet we spoke about this yisod of malchus. We emphasize this aspect of malchus of less lemigami klum. Less lemigami klum. That's the essence of a person, and it's the whole yisod of limuratoyra. Mishayudi vahatoyra hey marel Hashem isporach. The Jew and the Torah is like a mirror. It just reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the mirror doesn't have anything of its own. Only what it reflects. He said that's the Jew and that's his Torah. It just reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lam ken, al pi yosod zeh, davke Shabbos in yonik kfulim. Why then davke is Shabbos in yonik kfulim? Hare kol mohuse yudhi hu kod shabruch of Israel. V'oraisa, mohuchodim ka'achad. Always, the whole essence of a Jew is that Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael v'oraisa chadhu v'miuchadim. That's all the time. It's ma dafka b'Shabbos. Kol ha-mu'adim yesh lehem tamtzis miyuchedes. each of the Moadim, all of the Chagim, the Regalim, have something, an essence unique about them. Rosh Hashanah, Ku Yom Adin. Lo Kol Yom Yom Adin. Not every day is Yom Adin. Yom Kippur Hu Yom Kippurah, V'tzarech Lachakot, Kol Shana, Ad She'ischapru Avoinos. You don't have Yom Kippur every day. You have to wait a whole year to have your Avoinos, Mechapet. Pesach Yom Yetzias Mitzrayim, V'lo Yom Acher, Lo Yom Acher. You can't do the Leila Seder on in the middle of Iyar. There's one period that's called Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos Einu Stam Yom Shel Torah, Ele Yom Ma'atir Torah. Shavuos is not just the day where you learn Torah, but more. Shavuos is Yom Matan Torah. But Zeh Einu B'Yom Acher, it's only on that day. It's not Matan Torah, well, there is, but the essence of Matan Torah is on that day. V'chein Sukkos, Yesh Bo Dveikos, Shelo Motzu B'Yem Achol. Okay. Each one has its unique aspect which you don't find in the rest of the year. Aval Shabbos is Yom Yichud Hashem. Shabbos is Yom Shel Yichud Hashem. As no, Eich Efshar Likvo Yom LeYichud Hashem. How can you have one day that's Miyuchad for Yichud Hashem? Yichud Hashem is all the time. But there is a specific day. Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a specific time. Purim, Chanukah, aval Shabbos is Yichud Hashem. As Yichud Hashem ze kol hazman. Az ma miyuchad b'Shabbos. Okay. Some powerful questions. Not challenging any of the Yesodis we've said. The Yesodis we've said are 100% correct. But the question is ma kesher to Shabbos? Those are the things that are shaykh all the time. So let's see if we can start getting a bit of a teretz here. Tshuva. Kva amru, shaylas chochem chetzi tshuva. Question that you that a chacham asks is already half the answer. The questions we've asked up to now aren't just a half an answer; they are the answer.
Yeah,
Shabbos is less lemigam miklum. Shabbos says nothing of itself. And therefore, there's nothing miyuchad to Shabbos. As mahi im kain al kol ponim haShabbos. So then, what is Shabbos? It's less lemigam miklum. It's got garnished. It's nothing, and there's nothing unique about it. So then what's going on here? All right, sof klum ze klum. However you want to weigh up klum, it always comes to klum efes. VeShabbos era enu klum. Shabbos is nothing, and nothing is nothing. So now pay attention. He's saying that, not me. Pay attention, bend your ears, and come and know what is the essence of Shabbos. Kva yizkanu b'shalosh asor amidas shel rachamim, hashvi shebehen kifi seida zoha kodosh v'arizal v'agrozal umidas v'emes. Ze mamash mohus haShabbos. Hamida hashvis midas v'emes. In the midas of Rachamim, the 13 midas of Rachamim, the seventh one is Ve'emes. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rochum, V'chonun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes. If you're the Mekubalim, it's the seventh one. Seven you already know is midas Hamalchus. Okay, let's see where he goes with it. Midas Emes, that's what Shabbos is. Hamida Shvis, Zeh Mohut, Mama Shal Shabbos, midas Ve'emes. Well, what is this now? There's no question that the world, is clarified. Becomes clear me'etzem yom haShabbos through yisod musa yudi b'kol yomov. That chidush of chidush ha'olam, which is what the essence of Shabbos, what not the essence, but that's the etzem of what Shabbos is. That's the yisod of the essence of what a Jew is all his days. Every day you know that there's chidush ha'olam. You know, mashu she you only have to think about on Shabbos. But you can't start without the fact that the Boyer created the world and creates the world, that you have to have clear all the time. Aval b'Shabbos hu chai memuna hachidush be'emes. You can have imuna, and then you can chai that imuna be'emes. So what does that mean? Well, what does it mean be'emes? And the whole week I'm not living with be'emes?
Yeah, but during the all the week we have a creative activity. That means we can think that not only we can think, we are working on the world. But Shabbos, we stop this one. That means we recognize that we are not the master of the world. That means we have to understand that we have a borei
olam. So it's easy on Shabbos. So what you're saying is it's easy on Shabbos. Good.
Yes, but also for sure. In the Maasim.
That's not the mahus. We're trying to understand mazeh hamahut shel adover, avada. On Shabbos, it's much easier to step back and build one's imuna and build one's betochen and focus on Yichud Hashem and Chiddush HaOlam because you have time. But that's not the essence. Take Wednesday and do it on Wednesday. Yeah. Take an hour, switch off all your machines and work on it. Nachinami. Shabbos is built for you. But we're trying to get to the sheresh of adover. Nachinami, you're right. נכון שאלת שקבולוס מלכוס שמיים וירא אמונה בתוכן תפילה ויסעבו ביס המקדש כל אלו אמנם אינו מיוחדים בשבס דווקא. All these wonderful qualities are not unique to שבס דווקא. אבל מקירום, what's the source of these things? What's the שורש of it? That's בשבס קודש. כשהשבס היא המערה על חידוש העולם וממנה מסבר כמכל שישיוס ימי המעשה. Mm-hmm. If you can have any imuna in Chiddush HaOlam on Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, it's because you plug it in on Shabbos. That's the makor of it. Mm-hmm. It's the marah, it's the mirror that reflects that Chiddush HaOlam in the world. And from there, all the 6 days are now mevarech. Va'amnam. Harei hakishita kivin shesof sof me'ashabbos noivim kol yosodos ha'torah l'kol hayomim. Ma'am ken miuchad l'shabbos. אבל כאשר דברים מתפשטים, סוף זאת משתנים, הם ונחלשס וצמוסם. What happens is on Shabbos you go in and you charge up the battery. Yeah, and then during the week, אבל it's all there. אבל it gets weaker and weaker as you go forward and forward. זה מחליש. וכלול הוא כל דבר שתרצה לראי סוי בעוצמו סוי ובעמיתו סוי, if you want to see something in its totality, in its full power, you have to see it in its roots.
Yeah.
You have to see it at its makor. The same, for example, if you take Pesach, a person only has a sense of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person only has a sense of Cheirus only on Pesach, 7 days. The rest of the time you don't have it?
Yeah.
No, Chas v'chalila. Every day a person has to work on that. It's just, it gets weaker with time. So Hashem gives us once a year, we have a Pesach, and you charge up your batteries, and then you have enough koyach of cheiros to take you through the year. They in the Rafoya, Rav Gifter's son-in-law, he wrote the art scroll Pirish on Kinnos, the Tisha B'Av Kinnos. For art scroll, he wrote it. So when did he start working on it? Motzei Simchas Torah. So you asked Rav Gifter, Echan Yuchol, go from Simchas Torah into Kinnas. Kinnas, it's a stira. There's Simcha and then there's Kinnas. How are you supposed to? Says, listen to the Teretz. That's what he's saying here. The Moedika Teretz Rav Gifter. Rav Gifter said a person has to say Kinnas every day.
Yeah.
A person saying Kinnas every day. There's no day where the Beis Hamikdash is not destroyed. Okay, maybe not Shabbos. Maybe not Shabbos according to what we saw. Oh, well, there's a Chumah Beis Hamikdash all the time. So a person has to work on that all the time, the same as he works on Cheiros, and he has to work on Zman Matan Torah, and he has to work on Sukkah all the time.
Yeah, so Agadah also, we say we can learn every day, but Pesach.
So what do? He said, on Tisha B'Av, we charge up the batteries of the Kinnas, but the rest of the year, you have to say Kinnas. How do you say Kinnas 6 months after Tisha B'Av? The battery's getting weaker and weaker. Nachon. That's what Tisha B'Av comes around, to wake you up again.
Yeah.
Zman Matan Torah. Every time you're sitting and learning, there's Zman Matan Torah. But without Shavuos, the battery will just go flat, and then you haven't got a Tina.
Yeah.
So that's what he seems to be saying here, if I'm understanding correctly, what he's saying here about Shabbos. That it's at its total strength, at its Shoresh. When is Zman Matan Torah Seinu at its full force on Shavuos. That's the Shoresh and the Makor. Yeah. So when is Chiddush HaOlam, Imuna, Betochen, Tefillah, Bris Ava, Beis Hamikdash, when is that all at its full tokfa? That's on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And that mishpashpets into the week, but it gets weaker and weaker as the week unfolds. Nimtza, Zuma Husa Shela Shabbos. Shoy Shoy Umakoyre Shela Imuna, Sheresh Hayira, Sheresh Bris Ava, Sheresh Kabbalas Malchus, Sheresh Shel Kol Yesoida Satoira Echad Lo Nedon. You know what Shabbos is? It's the Sheresh and Yesod of Kulu Torah Kulu. Nothing's missing on Shabbos. Everything's there. You know, you get machines that charge one kind of machine, and then you get a universal charger. Shazem Atine Takol. Shabbos charges up all the batteries, not just the Pesach batteries, not just the Shavuos batteries. Pesach can only charge up Pesach batteries. Shabbos charges all the batteries, everything. Bli shum exceptions. Aval kein kol moedim sheShabbos nitna Torah Yisrael. That's why everybody agrees the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. Mipnei sheHashoresh shel kol erchat Torah. Because Shabbos is the shoresh of all the values of Torah. Everything is there. U'mameila maya Shabbos yom shel imuna beemes yira beemes kabbalas malchus shemayim beemes kol melachtoi osu u'betochen b'Hashem yisbarach beemes. But you have to have betochen the whole week. But it's a little bit detached from the shoresh and the makor. Mm-hmm. Shabbos, you come back and you plug in and you charge up the batteries of betochen. Now the rest of the week you can go live with betochen and menucha, aval ze machlish ktsat. Shabbos is the makor, the shoresh of all these milas. And when on Shabbos comes in, you plug into that and you have them at their full force. Now you have the brocha for the rest of the week. Nifla. Al kein koyrim l'stam yehudi shem Shabbos. A Jew keeps Shabbos. But what do we call him? We call him Hashem Shabbos. That's the definition of a Jew. We spoke about that many times. Hagam shevakol yom shvur ha-yudi en yudi. Avo b'Shabbos yudi yudi be'emes. The whole week he's not exactly a lo yudi kol kach. He's not doing the Duke what he said. But he keeps Shabbos. He's called yudi be'emes. Be'emes. Because he's plugged into reality at the source. They are makor, the shoresh and the source of the whole sugi is on Shabbos. Va'emes shekol dover nimtzas imo omok b'toch pnimiyosa v'nishmosa. This emes of every aspect that we've spoken about is inside the Jew, very, very deep, in the deepest recesses of Aziz Neshama. Kol yodi b'oimek nishmosa dovuku l'kutcha l'kudusha b'tachli sadveikus. Every Jew, as long as his neshama is still the Jewish neshama, no matter what he looks like on the outside, inside, in the deepest pnimius of his neshama, he's dovuk to kedusha, the tachlis advaikus, total cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's that little, what we call in Yiddish, the pintele yid, that never goes away. Mm-hmm. That's, by the way, that's what Haman was looking for. Ahasuerus was searching to destroy on Purim. He wasn't just trying to kill Jews. He was trying to be oikah that connection that we have to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that deep, deep inner connection. That's what he was trying to be. That's what he was trying to be Megala. What's the Hester? The Hester, you mentioned this yesterday. That's the Hester, the Megillus Esther. The Hester that he wanted to destroy was the hidden aspect of what he is. He was trying to be Megala that and destroy it.
Yeah.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala it, but differently. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what Esther was. She represents that hidden Nakuda that every Yid has that can't be contaminated.
Yeah.
Adam HaRishon's Chet, no, nothing. Chet HaEgel, Zilo Nagasha. That place stays unaffected by anything. There's no Busha, there's no Chlima. That's the story of Purim, is this Nakuda here. Yeah. Aval, when does a Jew really get in touch with us? That's on Shabbos. Ukin in the Shomash and Asati be Tahoirahi. That's what we say every morning. Elokai in the Shomash and Asati be Tahoirahi. Aval Keshiana Shomash Nechnis, Elide Mechitsa Saguf. מתחלשת איסה הדבקוס, מוצורוס האמיתיס, וכבר אינו נראה כמו שהיא באמס. What happens is that neshama comes into a guf. And the neshama now starts looking a little bit not like it's supposed to look like. It starts getting hidden, it starts getting covered with the chomrius of the guf, and it loses its emes diketsura. And now it doesn't really look like what it's supposed to look like be-emes. אבל יש פעמים שהאמס הפנימיס פורצס ובקעת דרך כל המחיצס. ואז נראה האמס בבירו. Every now and again, that emes bursts through, it breaks through the mechitzas, bursts through the mechitzas, and then you see the emes beboru. Then you see everything clear. Midaze nikras ma'or ponim. That's called ma'or ponim. What we daven for in Sim Sholem. Haris ponim. That's what we want. The Moshe Rabbeinu v'Shalom hayikar nehod. Although members call Israel Nishmosa Meirelo Pochos Miponov Shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had this light, this shining light from his face. Although members call Israel Nishmosa Meirelo Pochot Miponov Shel Moshe. Every Jew's face is lit up no less than Moshe Rabbeinu's. And as a call Israel O Nishmosa Mister Alide Alfei Hamachitzes Shibolein Beteva Imitzirosa. So why don't you see the light on my face, on your face, on why don't we see that? Moshe Rabbeinu to hide it was so strong. We don't see everybody walking around with masks today to hide the light. They're wearing masks for other reasons, but not to hide the oponim. That's because when a person gets created, he gets created with barriers and barriers and barriers, untold amounts of barriers that hides that light. When he gets created, but never, it gets hidden. V'oid nitoisfu behem b'kol yoyim imasokim binyon oilam. And those mechitzas get added to every day a person goes out in the world and he's busy with this world as another mechitza, another mechitza, another mechitza. But Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Pirtzim in mechitzas aguf. Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was able to burst through those mechitzas. Robo es mechusa yudi be'emes. So when you looked at Moshe, you saw what a Jew really is. He's a big shining light with a bit of a goof there just to make sure that things don't go well. You know, you look at Moshe, you don't see a goof, you see light. When you look at me, you see goof. Why? Because the goof's hiding the light. But Moshe's light was so strong, it burst through the goof. And that every Jew has that. Vezumus HaShabbos. That's what Shabbos is. Moshe Omri B'Midrash. Borchu B'Mo'or Ponim. The light of the face. That's the blessing of Shabbos. V'yom ze nifratis mechitzas aguf. On this day, the goof gets put aside. Because a Jew is lighted and he's happy. Where's a Jew on Shabbos? He's in his real place. He's in the embrace of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're in Olam Haba on Shabbos. That's happening be-emes. But as Yehudi, the Havaya Mare, the Havaya Mishtakef Bo Hashem Yisbarach Be'emes, and Misham Kol Gam LeKol Yomos HaShvur Yehudi Be'emes. On Shabbos, he goes back to his source. That's what Shabbos is. Shuvu, go back. He goes back to who he really, really is. When Neshama, he's a bright light, who Ma'or upon him. He's with Hashem. He's just reflecting. A Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world now. Who less leimigami klum? And that's be'emes. All these qualities we spoke about, imuna, betochen, tefillah, bris ava, bris yirid, all of that all comes together, be'emes on Shabbos. And now, the rest of the week, he is that emes dikir because he has that from Shabbos. A yid who doesn't keep Shabbos doesn't have this. He can't have this. Because the only way you can charge this battery is on Shabbos. There's nowhere else to get it. As Mishu who lo matin et habat Rebbe Shabbos, as during the week, then he doesn't have all these qualities. So in Achinami, all these things manifest during the week as well. The same as Pesach manifests every day of the year. But Shabbos is the Makoba Emes. That's when you're really in touch with it, not as a memory, but Emes plugged into the source of it. Ad Kan, Hadron Alecha Shabbos Malchosa. Hadunaloch Shabbos Malchosa, Hadunaloch Shabbos Malchosa, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, we'll speak during the week what we want to do.
Okay.
what we want to do. I have a feeling, I have a strong feeling, we will see what you guys think. I have to get hold of Eli as well to do his other Sefer on Sharim B'Tfilah, to go through the Sefer Sharim B'Tfilah.
Okay. Very good, yes.
It's slightly easier limud.
It's
very practical. And it the gam potechet ha'inayim big time into what tefillah is. It's a whole new world of. It's not halacha. It's just what type of different types. Having them, how to use them, when, whatever. It's a fantastic sefer. It's been translated into English as well, so it's easier to do chazara in that.
Okay.
In the meantime, have a good Shabbos. And it's a
Shabbos. Okay. Good Shabbos. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All the best. Shabbos. Thank you.
Okay.